After they'd walked 3 or 4 hours, they came to a huge tree. They had never seen such a big tree before. The mother wanted to have a rest there. She opened her basket and told them to eat some sandwiches and drink some yogurt. After their picnic and the afternoon nap, they went on their way. By twilight, they came to a cave. To their surprise, the mother had known the cave. She'd been there before. What is more, she found some candles, and shortly afterwards, Kenny and Ben decided to explore it. Emily told them not to go too far, and not to leave the cave, and to take candles with them. She also asked them to bring her some of the straw to make their beds and twigs to make fire. She explained that their father had made the cave cozy for them, but she didn't say anything more. The cave proved very big, but it seemed safe, as there were no many corridors in it. There was only one entrance, which was the only exit as well. High up there was a hole, so the ventilation was perfect. When they went back to their mother, she'd prepared dinner. After dinner, Emily asked the children to help her pile up stones in front of the entrance. "Animals maybe want to taste the rest of our dinner," she said, smiling. By the time night fell, they'd been sleeping on the sweet-smelling straw beds.